we have this week's Parsha Chodesh, the end of the four Parshiyos. The union of Parshas Chodesh, Chodesh Zalachem, we find something very interesting. That Vaistois is a very big chashivas to this union. Rashi says in the first Rashi in the Torah that the Torah was supposed to start off with this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And the reason why it didn't, Amar Yitzchak, right? The famous Rashi, why did the Amar Yitzchak Lahoya Tzorach Lahaskos HaTorah Elam HaChodesh Yisrael Lachem Shei Mitzvah Yishoyna Shein Tzavah Yisrael? It's nice to ask if this is what the Torah HaKadosh was supposed to start off with. It's nice to ask what's talking about the Pesachosh HaVazach. Rather, the reason why not is because of other reasons. Koyach Mais HaVigil Yamoi. On the basis, we're talking about a very chashuv ezach. And you know, the years go by and you barely know that it's Parshas HaChodesh, right? Parshas Parah, Shkalim, Zohar. And the basis of Chazal or Misakin is there's no such thing that there's a time or a zman which is not for usage. Is if Chazal were kaveh to read Parshas HaChodesh now, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis that the Torah should have started with this inyan. His vice is the Chosh of Ezach over here. His vice is the pshat like this. The Mechilta says, HaChodesh Hazel Lachem. So the Mechilta says, Lachem V'loi Goyim. The Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh is for you and not for Goyim. There's all types of pshatim in the Rishonim, by the way, about what this means. Yidin have Shlita over time. We'll explain a little bit what that means soon. But as I state in Mechilta says that the musig of HaChodesh Hazel Lachem, the musig of this parasha is for Yidin and it's not for Goyim. The Bir HaDvarim L'Chayr is like this. We know that Goyim count the calendar according to the sun. And Yidin count according to the Levana. The Inyan of that is a two-sided Inyan. The Inyan is that a Yid always has a Hischadshos. A Yid has a Koyach always to Mischadosh himself. There's another side to it also. The pshat is that a yid has a koyach to mechadish himself. The pshat is that just like the levana, by the end of the month, there's nothing left of it. You can't see it. It's complete darkness. And a person amol, when he's in darkness, when a person's in his own memtes shari tumah, when a person's in shakua in his own tzaras, in his own galus, a person doesn't see any hope. And comes along the inyan that we count for the areach. The inyan is that there's an inyan of a yid has a koyach of his chachas. A yid has a koyach to constantly renew himself no matter what his matzav is. The chama doesn't change. There's no his chachas b'chal. There's no renewal. There's no opportunity. There's a gvaldi gazach. I saw in the Nesiv HaShalom, he brings down that by Haman it says that they told him, Machilaisa limbol, if you started to fall, then you don't have a chance to pick yourself up anymore. What's the pshat? Say that guy has a yirida, but he can. By goyim, there's no such thing. By goyim, when there's a yirida, they're finished. There's no makom anymore for his chachas. The goyim are to the chama. Of a klai Yisrael, we count by the levana because we have a shaychus to his chachas. It's coming to tell us a limud that a yid could be dark at the end of the month that you can hit bottom, and that's the inyan, by the way, that is Yom Kippur Kotan Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's brought down the Sfarim HaKadmonim that the inyan of Yom Kippur Kotan and Erev Rosh Chodesh is because that's when we hit the bottom. We're in complete darkness. And then he has to do tshuva. The next day comes the light. That's the pshat, by the way, the inyan. As a yid constantly lives in a cycle, we have our ups and downs. But the Torah, in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria in an oifin, that a yid has a koyach to make himself a berei chadosh. He has a koyach to renew himself completely from the other extreme of complete darkness. Right? A second before the levana comes out, there's no levana. There's nothing there. There's complete darkness. It's brought down, interesting zach. It says, Vayayim Hashem HaMoshe V'Alaron Be'eretz Mitzrayim Lemor. Except it's Be'eretz Mitzrayim. It usually doesn't say where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them. No, the chiddush is that the parash of HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Reish Chadosh HaMishon Lechem L'Chotzei Hashana, the chiddush is that even when Klai Yisrael is Be'eretz Mitzrayim, it means when they're Shakua Memte Shari Tuma, when they're in the depths of despair, when they're in a matzah that they can't get out of, Erev Asa Oris, the mocker of all Tuma, that even in such a matzav, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, because that's the whole mahus of HaChodesh, the whole mahus of Kiddush HaChodesh is to symbolize, to teach a yid that he can constantly mischadish even when he's in his own personal Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Is a yid lives in constant hischadshus? What's the hischadshus? So I once saw a gewaltig avot from Gedaliah Yishon or Gedaliah Yo. I don't remember where it was. Maybe some parsha chodesh. I didn't see it this time. He says a gewaltig zach. So a yid has a koyach of his chachos. That's the pshara. Chodesh is el lochem. Zok mechilt a yid yen a goy doesn't. A yid lives with a koyach of his chachos. A yid, a goy is totally in the teva. There's no shinoi. It's constant. A yid has his downs, but he also has the ability to take himself out of complete choshek and make himself a new barrier. And that's why Klal Yisrael is doimed to the Levana, and that's why Klal Yisrael, the inyan of HaChodesh Hazel Lachem, is dafka to them, not to Goyim. The Goyim don't have a musig of what's his chachos. So a person thinks to himself that his chachos means all types of new tricks and new etzis and new... I once heard Gedaliah Yishon says, what's the his chachos b'sacha call of the Levana? Where does it get the light all of a sudden after a month? What's up? It's a new source of energy. The Torah says, "What's up, Shad?" It's a gavaldi gazachia. The sun, how it shines all the time. For those of you who know, most of you didn't go to high school, but so I'll fill you in a little bit what you missed. You hear the sun, as you know, what? You didn't go to high school. I didn't do nothing. You hear? Barely know how to read, write. Okay. The pshat is that the sun, as you know, for those who missed it, shines all the time. Okay, the areach, I don't take anything for granted anymore. Yeah? The areach, like upon him, all jokes aside, the areach, the sun is shining all the time. When does the areach get dark? When does the levana get dark? When it doesn't face the sun. When the moon doesn't face the sun, it gets dark. Is there another tifkeit over here? When does a yid have a yerida? A yid doesn't have a yerida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go anywhere. He turns away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when do you have his chachos? When you turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means his chachos, a yid has a koyach to his chachos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always shining on him. The sun's always shining. We have to turn to him. A yid has a koyach to be able to turn from where he is, to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when a person is looking for his chachos, when a person is looking for renewal, and a person is looking to rejuvenate himself, he doesn't have to look for tricks. He doesn't have to look for new mitzvos. He doesn't have to look for outside things. The sun is shining. You just have to turn to the sun. Ha'er ponecha v'nivashay. A person turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines on him. V'nivashay, we're saved. No, you have to turn to the sun. All you read this, all nefilas, all tumma, all shikua memtacharatum we have is because we turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We turn away from the light. And his chachos is that you turn back to the light. Nor a yid has a yichailus to turn back to the light every month. A yid has a yichailus to mechadash himself. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, person says, turn back. You don't have to do anything new. You don't have to make new projects. Go back and daven like a mensch. Go back and learn like a mensch. And you don't have to do anything new. Just turn to the light again. Turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. That's the inyan of HaKadosh Zeh Lachem. On a tifer nekuda, it could be that that's the pshat. We say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazman. Klai Yisrael is Mekadosh L'Chodesh, right? Klai Yisrael is Mekadosh L'Chodesh, and the Yom Tovim are totally on the Kiddush HaChodesh of Klai Yisrael. So what does that mean? That means the pshat is that Klai Yisrael has control over the time, right? The famous Yushalmi, that if the Namab of the year, the girl, the nature, the teva, the Yushalmi and Ksubis, that a girl was 12 and a half, she came in now, I don't remember the exact details, and then they were Ma'abad the Yeshua, changed back, the Teva of the thing changed back, the Pshat is that we are Shailit on the Zman, and if we're not going to be Machriz, that it's Rosh Chodesh, there won't be Yom Tov B'chol, that's Mekadosh Yisrael, V'Azman, and Yisrael is Mekadosh, the Yom Tovim. The Oimik of that is, what's the Oimik of that? Why are the two things connected to each other? Why is it that the inyan of Yoreach and Levana, which is his chachos, is totally in that it's in our hands? Because the pshat of the dover is, the oimik of the dover is as follows. A person can live in two ways. Either he has control of this man. The pshat that he has control of this man is the pshat is, I don't age. Right? I'm not tachas hashamash. I don't age. The words, I have control of this man. I have a shlita over this man. You even have a shlita of nature. Nature, the pshat is that nature goes on and on and on and on. Time goes on and you age. That's the word of nature. Because the word is you're meshubit to a certain calendar, you're meshubit to a certain time clock. The tifkeit of Kiddush HaChodesh of Klal Yisrael is that the pshat is that we rule over the nature. We control the zah. We can decide when it's going to be, when it's not going to be. And if Bezin doesn't decide, so it's not. The oimik of that is that we're not meshubit to the clock of time. We can overcome time. Zman means aging. Zman means dullness. Zman means staleness. And shlita over the zman the control that we have over the calendar means in a tifa way that I don't age. I never get stale. I never get dull because I'm the Baal HaVos HaZman. I have shlit over it. There's interference from a human being on the Teva. We're not meshubed and left to the winds of Teva that whatever happens with you. We have control over it and we have the ability to change it. The two nekudas are interconnected to each other. The nekuda that is a musik of hischatos in Kiddush HaChodesh, and the nekuda that punked in that mitzvah, that's where it's come out, the only place in the Torah where they gave it over to us. Very interesting stuff. It's the only place in the Torah where they gave it over to us to control. The two things are one. Hischatos means that you're not meshubet to a framework. Hischatos means that you have the ability to constantly renew. You have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu though. You have to do it, but you have the ability to do it. You have the ability to be mischadish. You have the ability to renew yourself. You have the ability not to be mishubid to the clock that's ticking and takes you away. And that's why the two inyanim, the inyan of the etzim that a yid is doing, it goes with the levana, because he has a koyach to be mischadish. And the inyan that he's therefore the one who controls time are mili tali zebeza. That's the inyan why the first mitzvah could have been HaChodesh Hazeh, Reish Chadashim. Shteita, a grace of Chiddush for us. That the Torah, it's something which is important enough. I don't have a Baal Yechelus to go say that's the most important thing. Say that. But it's important enough to open up the Torah. Shteita Mori de Gazach. That the Torah could have opened up with a Zayidiyah. Rabbi said you're going to have nefilas. Rabbi said you're going to have a bad day. You're going to have a bad month. There are days that it's going to be dark. There are days you're going to be a memtei shari toma. That's how the Torah should have opened up. Oh, but you should know that you have a koyach of ischachos. You should know that you have the ability to climb out of it. And vice ois, that this yediyah is so important that the Torah should have opened up with this yediyah. Vice ois, it's a very important yediyah. I understand that there are two yediyahs in this. One is that you can have yerida. I'm not saying you should have yerida. Say that. But a person has yeridas. Vice ois, Torah was written for us. And say that a person can get out of it. And vice ois, that before the Torah started to write any other mitzvahs, the first mitzvah was, you should know you have a koyach of ischatros. And you should know you have a koyach of ashlit over teva. And you should know you have a koyach to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what matzav you're in. It's brought down in the Svarim HaKadoshim that from this parashas HaChodesh starts the Tkufa of Nisan. And the Tkufa of Nisan, a person can turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and get a hischatros no matter what matzav he's in. Klai Yisrael was in a matzav of Memtei Shari Tomo, they were finished. And they had the ability to be mischadish themselves, to renew themselves, because we have a koyach to renew ourselves and turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's constantly there. These are days to use out. The person could be stuck in his own personal matzav, in his own darkness, and whatever it is. And from the time that we read in Shabbos, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, from the fact that it says Lachem V'loyla Umas Ha'ilam, Shteita Da Shteita, is big zachin over here. It's not that I'm talking about a technical zachin, B'mekadosh the Chodesh, and clapping that the Ma'ilut is what he called. Shteita, that there's a zach over here, there's a kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a yid had that the guys don't have, and there's an opportunity over here to grab a hischatros that you can't do. More than all the Svarim HaKadoshim, a person can grab now in these days of Nisan. Nigalu uber Nisan Asidim Ligal, a person can grab an opportunity to renew himself in things that were difficult to do, in things that he couldn't avoid. A person has battles with the Yetzer Hara, and a person has difficulties, and it's a wall, and it doesn't move, and it's total darkness. So a person says to himself, we said the same thing in El, and Purim Epi said something like that, and Hanukkah Epi sounded familiar, right? The Bacha once told me this. He said, you always say the same thing the whole year. Chanukah, Tisha B'Av, you should learn, and Chanukah, you should learn. But there's an akuda over here. There's a very typical, it's true. There's only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't, you know, we're not, we have 50, there's not only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's very few ways to get to him. But there's an akuda over here, which is very important that you should understand, because you're old enough to understand that there's a mashmoris to the days here. The answer is an Ochanami. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'atam atveikim Hashem alokeichim chayim kocham yom. Everything is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are different pathways. In El is an avoid of tshuva. Tshuva has a shulchan aruch. Say it. Tshuva has a shulchan aruch. Tshuva has a shulchan aruch. There's charot and there's charot and there's kabbalah. There's a shulchan aruch. How a person does tshuva, correct? Nisan is not for tshuva. Say it. You do tshuva in El. if you did any averus from Yom Kippur till now. If you didn't, then you don't need. There's not for tshuva. I didn't say a word about tshuva. This is hischatzus. A person can renew himself. A person can take on new kabbalas and new things that avodas Hashem that he wasn't able to take on until now. I'm not talking about tshuva. I'm not talking about charata. I'm not talking about learning shari tshuva. I'm talking about aggravating yourself. We're not talking about vid. We're not talking about anything like that. We're talking about hischatzus, right? Everybody repaints the house. Your mother shakes out the carpets. Right? You see in Yerushalayim, you started to bang already on the porches, the thing. The water's dripping from all over. It's the pshat is, a person makes his chachos. A person renews himself. There were things that didn't go till now. The things got stale. The davening got a little bit dusty. The learning got a little bit, what he calls, a long winter. So you shake off the dust a little bit. A person makes his chachos a little bit. A person makes up a new Kabbalah with a new brand. And what's stated in the Svarim HaKadoshim is that these are days that when a person does it, there's a gvaldika wind over here that supports a person, that gives a person the opportunity of his chachos. All you have to do is turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The light is there. And in this month that's coming up, that's the avoda. And that's the opportunity that there is. And it's brought on all the Svarim HaKadoshim that if a Yid will do it in this month and renew himself, and he'll shake off the dust a little bit, and he'll turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll live above this man, and he'll live with his chachas, and with the bread, or if there's a little bit of a bread, a little bit of his chachas, a person can turn himself, a person can jump. The Indian of Pesach is a word of jumping, it's a word of diluk, medalig alaharam. A person can jump out of the ikur reason why Pesach is called jumping, because we jumped out of the memtashari tumah. That's the ikur reason why it's called Pesach, by the way. The pnimis of Pesach is jump. A person can jump now. And it starts now from Parshas Chodesh that a person can make the hischachas, a person can make the jump. And it's taka kedai that we should use at the time. We can come back after these gevaldik, hele geteg, different people with hischachas, with a bren. And then taka, we go into the Yom Neroim, which are coming very soon, by the way, believe it or not, with a different hischachas, with a different bread, with a different mitzvahs. But a person can change himself completely now. A person can make a complete hischachas. These are days which are mesugal for it.